Tuesday, December 18th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. According to Successful Farming Magazine, the 2017 40 largest pork-producing powerhouses are the 2018 pork-producing powerhouses. These 40 companies directly produce 2 out of every 3 pigs raised in the United States today and have a good deal of indirect control over the other third by offering those producers contracts in a shackle space. The annual list was the same names, although the order differed slightly from last year. Successful Farming says that this is the first time that has ever happened in 24 years. It goes to show how industry integration is maturing. Successful Farming says that 22 pig companies added sows, 13 stayed the same, and 5, including the mashoffs, reduced sow numbers. There is some trade-off between building new sow facilities and shuttering old ones, which makes the industry more efficient, contributing to productivity. Smithfield Foods has 1.2 million head of sows, 950,000 in the United States, while they have 148,000 sows in Mexico after adding 13,000 sows there this year. Some have built larger sow facilities than they are currently using, so have more capacity to bring online quickly if the market asks for it. The mashoffs intend to get more pigs out of fewer sows and diversify globally. Industry growth was tied to new packing capacity and expected growth in exports. But Iowa State University says that tariffs have cost hog producers $18 a head. The Canadian herd, represented by the 5 largest producers up north, which are not impacted by tariffs, grew by 9.75% this year. They export a much larger percentage of their pork production than we do, and TPP 11 gives them a better deal. Successful Farming says that U.S. producers are burning up equity and that kill capacity will not grow as much as represented by new plants, as some old ones will close. Successful Farming quoted producers saying, "The weak point is finding help. That's a problem across the country. We can't find workers." Trump is not listening to that. "You can create more job opportunities than we have qualified workers to fill them." At that point, companies cannibalize each other's workforces, inflating labor costs. Major packers have been playing musical chairs with each other, exchanging where hogs are sourced for plants. Hogs being produced by integrators building new plants used to go to other companies like Smithfield, JBS, or Tyson. Those companies had to find new contracts with others. Shakedown production was supposed to start this month, the Prestige Iowa plant, and real production next month. There were a large number of new production hog barns under construction as part of the integration of these new plants that got pushed back into 2019 by weather. When they are built, it should end this wave of hog expansion. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the grains. President Trump announced via Twitter that he had authorized the second round of tariff relief payments. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue went directly to the president to get it done. The argument that these were a promise made was a strong one carrying the day. "I would thank the president, but this is another fire that he started that we are praising him for attempting to put out." One promise that President Trump has not kept is to protect the RFS. "I filled my tank at the blender's pump with E30. The price for E10 was $2.12, E15 was $2.10, E30 was $2.09, and E85 was $1.89 a gallon. Why the narrow differential between ethanol blend prices? That is what RIN waivers have done to the ethanol price structure. The RIN waivers broke the RIN market, so petroleum blenders will buy cheap RINs, and retailers do not have the margin they had in ethanol to pass on to consumers, who were the ones benefiting from the RFS. E30 is still the best value there because it gets the same mileage as E10, but what was 20 to 30 cents savings per gallon last summer has collapsed to 3 cents. This will undermine ethanol demand, and USDA will continue to reduce the ethanol crush on the corn balance sheet. The E15 vapor waiver still has to go through the rules process to be approved for summer use June 1st, when summer rule regulations go into effect. Under good conditions, it'll take them until May to get the rules approved, so they'll be cutting it close for next summer. That means that all the anti-ethanol elements within the Trump administration will be working to slow the rules process down, throw a wrench in the process, the rules come too late. The foxes are not done killing chickens in the RFS henhouse. USDA announced that the tariff relief payments will be for the same commodities in the same amounts as the first time. It is a material number to soybean growers. If the government shuts down, the tariff relief checks promised reportedly stop being issued. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.